Hello, hello, hello.
Ooh,
oh, yay. It is.
Perfect.
Okay.
Hello. Welcome to our podcast.
Hello.
Welcome to our podcast. This is a great time.
This is a podcast.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 18 of This Is 20-something. It is just Val today. It is just me. Me, myself, and I, and a glass of wine. And Daisy will chime in as well. This will be a three-part episode. A menage a trois, you should say. I guess. Maybe. Is that chuggy? Probably. But I'm gonna embrace the chug. I'm drinking wine, okay? Menage a trois is a brand of wine, and it just reminded me of that, okay? Three-part episode, part one, will be a therapy session. Part two will be this week's topic, and part three will be if you want to hear more about said topic, but I'll make you guys wait for that. So even though it's probably gonna be the name of the episode, but it's fine. So, I do want you guys to know that this is my first time podcasting by myself. It's just me talking to a microphone on my bed at 11:30 p.m. on a Friday night. Why would I do that? Why would I wait until 11:30 p.m. on a Friday night? Well, this is why part one is going to be a therapy session. Because I need to vent, but I have a resolution, a realization, it's so you should say, I don't know, in case you relate to what I'm going through, and I don't hope you do, because it kind of sucks, but it would be nice to know I'm not alone. So, the reason why it is 11:30 p.m. on a Friday night is because I have worked after work every day. Why would I do that? Let me tell you guys. So I don't talk about my job a lot, and the reason being is because I am a recruiter, and at my job as a recruiter, we have interns who know who I am. And also, I don't, like, this is a public platform. I'm not going to, like, talk about my job too much because it can, like, everything is out on the open and I don't want it to come and bite me in the ass. So I never disclose the company I work for. I don't even, like, interact with my company account, with my personal account for this reason. And so the reason why I don't talk about it a lot is because, honestly, I'm in a very mysterious place with my job, and I'm basically waiting for things to happen that just aren't happening, and they haven't been happening for a long time, and that's probably the most I can say about it. It does tie to financial parts, which is the next part of my venting session. My finances are not good. I've never been good with money. And I have loved credit cards. I guess that's a great way to say it. I have loved having them, and a little too much. And so my debt has climbed back up from last year when I had paid everything off. And there's a lot of shame around it. There's a lot of guilt. There's a lot of, I should have known. I should have been better. I should have done this. I should have done that. And I honestly am making enough money where I should be fine. But the way I want to live is I need to be making more than I am. And I have never been good at saving. Like, literally, guys, no savings. None. Zip. Nada. I think now I have 50 bucks, 100 bucks. But that's it. And so I took Daisy to the vet a couple weeks ago, The bill was almost $700, and now I have to save for a surgery that can range from anywhere between $500 to $1,000. I don't have that money. And so I am having to work every day after work. I have been Instacarting, and if you don't know what Instacart is, it's a grocery delivery service. And so I've been doing that and babysitting after work every day this week. I have not had one evening to myself. I think maybe the only self-care I have done is watching New Girl after the kids go to sleep and I'm waiting for the kids to or the parents to come home. So needless to say, that is the reason why it is 11:30 p.m. on a Friday night and I'm drinking wine, podcasting by myself. And I'm hoping that this turns into kind of a therapeutic effect. So along with that, I feel like a lot of things are a mystery. My relationships, my friendships, and family relationships are all fine. Honestly, I have no complaints, honestly. But when it comes to myself and me as an individual, I feel like I'm questioning everything. My career, my social media, my hobbies, what I like doing, my style, my decorations in my freaking room. Why am I questioning that? I don't know. Is that a quarter-life crisis? Is that what this is? Or maybe, is this just a normal 20-something? So I feel like, and this can, I can use this as a transition into this episode's topic. Since quitting Beachbody as a coach, I mean, I'm still technically a coach for the discounts because I love the products. I feel like I don't know how to post on social media because the past almost three years, I have been only posting about health and fitness, body image, body positivity stuff, and self-care. And that's it. And I feel like it's really hard to know what I want to post about. And social media is something that I am passionate about. It brought me out of a very hard time in my life where the sexual assault I have gone through was really bad on my mental health. And to be very honest with you, doing Beachbody really helped me focus on something else while I was going through that hard time. So to me, social media is something that can be very empowering, very helpful, and inspiring, which is why I wanted to talk about that today. So let's get into it. Let's get into the episode topic and stop being negative Nancy's. I'm going to take a sip of wine, and if you hear crashing, it's because Daisy is having crackhead hours and climbing all over stuff in my room, and she's about to fall, so that's great. All right, guys, podcasting by yourself is pretty hard, but we're going to go with it. I don't have a script. I literally have, and we never script our show, to be honest. We never do. But I literally have like a piece of paper that has like 10 words on it. And I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to roll with it. So let's go back. Okay. So I asked everyone what your relationship with social media is. And we had a lot of responses. So I'm going to go through them. The first response is from my friend Sam. And she says she goes back and forth. She started unfollowing any accounts that didn't bring her joy, and that meant even people she knows. But sometimes she doesn't want to exist on social media. It's so weird. Which I feel like is something a lot of us are doing recently, especially after this past year. I feel like everyone's priorities and values really got intense. And I feel like anyone who doesn't share those values, they are unfollowing, they are not interacting on social media, which is fine. And I feel like that's something that's honestly important, which is unfollowing anyone who does not bring you joy or value at all. Gwen Sarah said on again, off again, in quotes. Carly Rollins said, so complicated. For the last few months, I had only been logging into social media on the weekends because I got way too addicted to it and it was affecting my mental health and my work productivity since I work from home 100% of the time. I've gotten away from that lately, but if I feel myself getting sucked into the scrolling black hole, I'll delete my apps for a day or so to detox. Which is honestly the same thing that I ran into working from home. You get into like death scrolling and it just makes your brain mush. So I get it. It's something that you really do need to take breaks from. Which is why Sam probably said she didn't want to exist from it. Okay, so Gwen Sarah responded and said, I found that I can usually control myself better if it's on my phone but not on my home screen. Helps me to only choose it intentionally. It definitely is still a problem, just a smaller one now. Which is a very good idea. So if you are having trouble controlling yourself clicking on the apps, put it in like a one of those little boxes on your home screen. If you have an iPhone, you know what I'm talking about. And before just like clicking on the box, you will think about what you're doing. The next one, Tati responded. She said, my relationship with social media is getting better. I used to feel the need to post on my story all the time, and lately I just haven't had it in me, and that's okay. I'm trying to be more present in my life, but also that mindless scrolling is the devil. Still struggle with that. Yes. So this is something that I have found recently, and this is kind of why I stopped doing Beachbody, was because I feel like I wasn't enjoying my time. My free time after my full-time job was being spent on social media 100%. And so after 2020, I just feel like I had a different perspective on life and I wanted to enjoy it more and enjoy the little things like pizza nights with Preston and drinking wine with my roommate and best friend and watching stupid movies like Twilight over and over. Those are the things that I feel like make life. And so I didn't want to spend all of my time on social media or at work. So I totally relate to that. And I think it is so important to take those breaks and enjoy the little things. That got deep for a second. Okay. My mom said, I have a wishy-washy relationship with social media. I use it to interact with my children and love it for that. The falsehoods that have been posted have made it easy to reduce time scrolling. I love the cute videos. Yes, Mom, I know. She makes a good point that she uses it to interact with her children on social media. My mom lives in Texas and I live here in Georgia. And so sometimes it's hard. It's easy for her to keep up with me in my life because I do post very frequently on my social media. And it is easy for her to keep up with what I'm doing every day and without having to call me every day, which I would love to talk to her every day, but that's not realistic. So anyways, those are the answers for the question of the week. Sorry, I need to take a wine break. Damn, it is hard to podcast by yourself. I don't know how people do this. Okay. Like, my voice is just feeling tired, so I apologize. Yeah, so this week's episode is about social media, and the reason why I have two parts is because the first part, well, the second, it's part two of the episode, I guess, but part one of social media. So the first part I wanted to talk about is relationships with social media, because I feel like I have heard a lot of different things from different people, as you heard in our question of the week. And then after that, I wanted to talk about some quick tips on growing your Instagram. Not even really growing your Instagram, but just finding your Instagram theme brand. I don't know. Just some social media tips that are really quick, that really simple people could understand. My relationship with social media, I never really got to comment. But like I said, it is something that honestly has changed my life for the better. I think it can be very toxic, and it can be for me as well. I run into the problem of comparing myself to other people. Why am I not as popular as her? Why am I not as perfect? why am I not as pretty? Why am I not as rich? Like, there's so many things that I compare myself to on social media. And that's where it can be really toxic. We have to remember, though, that social media, while it can be fun to show off things in your life, it's just showing off what you want to show off. Daisy is having zoomies, so I apologize. It's just a sliver of someone's life. It's not, and it's the highlight reel. It's not going to be their full life. And even mine, like, I feel like I am very honest on my page, and I still feel like I am not sharing everything about my life, which I can't. That's not really possible, because I'd have to, you know, spend all my time on it. But I don't really know where I'm going with that. I feel like it can be super toxic. And I think if we remember that it's only a highlight reel, we can use it for what it could be, which is inspiring, motivating, valuable, creative, and an outlet for anyone. Honestly, I have used my social media account as a diary almost sometimes. And it has felt very freeing. It has felt very nice to relate to other people. I receive messages sometimes of people just thanking me for talking about spider veins, which I feel like is such a simple thing that's not even that deep. Like, I talk about sexual assault on my Instagram, and that's the thing that I get messages about the most, is talking about spider veins that I haven't talked about in almost a year. Honestly. So yeah, I don't know. I feel like with my relationship, I have felt wishy-washy recently because I'm questioning what I want to put out on social media now. I feel like I knew what I wanted to post about and now I don't, but I know I want to post. I know I want to empower people and I know I want to inspire. And it's really hard to do that when you are reevaluating everything in your life, your job, your style, your interests, you know, what you're good at and who you are, really. So right now, mine is a little wishy-washy with social media. I really want to get a grasp on it, but it's just going to take some work and practice and work within myself as well. Because I feel like you can't really enjoy social media too much if you are going through a shit ton by yourself. It's almost like a relationship. Like, you need to work on yourself before you can work on a relationship with somebody else. And it's the same with social media. So that is why I have been taking a hiatus, kind of, and only really posting my meals because they look good, or a selfie when I look good, you know? Again, like I said, highlight reel. Sometimes I come home and I microwave, well, my microwave is broken right now, but I cook up a frozen meal and I go to bed. But on my Instagram, it looks like I cook every night. So reminder, it's not the whole story on social media. And I think that's why people get bad relationships with it, is because they forget that. So if you're having a tough relationship with social media because you feel lesser of a person when you're on it, just remember everyone on social media is only showing what they want people to see. And that is going to be their best self. Let me take a sip of wine. Honestly, I'm probably going to edit out every time I take a sip of wine because I don't like the sound of my gulps. I don't know if anyone else relates to that, but I'm like self-conscious about how loud my gulping is. So I will probably edit that out. So I wanted to talk about relationships with social media because I want everyone to know that it can be a very useful and inspiring tool. You can rekindle relationships with people you never expected to enjoy the company of. There's people that I went to high school in Texas with, and we have messaged each other, and we never talked when we went to school together, but through social media, we realized we have a lot of the same values. And so we messaged each other, and we're like, damn, we should have been friends, huh? And so, like, it's cool because you get to meet more people this way, and relate to people this way. And it can be something that can honestly help you get through some shit. So whether it's creating content through it or consuming content through social media, just know it can be pretty damn cool. All right, let's get into the third part of the episode. The trois of the menage a trois. This is going to be some quick Instagram tips because I'm not super skilled at TikTok yet, but I'm trying to learn. And this is for people who are like, oh my god, I can't do social media. I don't even know. So here's some tips for the basic of the basic. This is not going to be like a how to social media market, how to grow your audience, how to grow content interaction, generate user generated content. None of that fancy shit. We're just gonna do the basics. For Instagram, if that's what you primarily use, all I really do is just try to stay consistent with what I'm posting. And what I mean by that is the same filters on every picture. We do this for the podcast. We do this for, well, I do this for my page. I don't know about Allison, but I'm sure she does. So I have a app called Lightroom. It's free to use, and you can purchase a preset online, and it can be like $5 on Etsy. And honestly, a lot of times they have like packages of presets. And so you can purchase those, download them to your phone, and all you do is open Lightroom, and then you apply whatever preset you have decided to stick with on your page. And what you can do if you like decide to change your aesthetic on Instagram, you can change the preset that you're using. Just kind of make it very consistent with what you're posting. And honestly, this can make like if you're one of those people that just posts like family pictures, friends pictures, whatever, a selfie here and there, it can end up making your Instagram look really good and appealing. Another thing you want to do is kind of choose a color scheme to stick with. So mine is pink. The podcast is pink. And psychologically, these colors can actually make people feel a certain way. I'm pretty sure, I think it's doctor's offices where you go in and it's green. I think it's green or yellow. And it's because it makes your brain feel happy. So it's kind of the same thing with people's Instagrams. Mine's pink, and it's honestly because it's my favorite color, but I do believe psychologically it makes people feel calm and related too. I also kind of try to stick with this color scheme in my Instagram stories. So if you're going on every day and you're choosing all these different colors, honestly, it's fine. But like if you want to create a whole, like a consistent message, I guess, to people who follow you, you can stick with the same colors, same text style. And if you ever want to change it, you can do that. So that's what I do. And so that way, when people go to my page, they're looking at my stories, they're looking at my posts, and they're like, wow, they don't even know, realize consciously that it's all pink, but it is. Another thing that you can do is stick with the same like fonts in your stories. And that way it's also just consistent. Like it's not even like super fancy. It's just consistent. So when people come to your page, they know what to expect. If you're trying to grow your Instagram, want people to come follow you, whatever it may be, one thing that you can do is in your bio, actually make it look like what you're going to provide. So if you are just providing friends and family random pictures, you can say, you know, love posting about my friends and family, like love my friends and family. I don't know. I just changed mine the other day, sharing realness, positivity, and self-care, providing cat videos, podcasting, and then I tagged our podcast, Probs at Brunch. And one thing you'll notice is that I'm talking like I'm actively doing something. So I'm actively sharing realness, positivity, and self-care. I'm actively providing cat videos. So that way, when people come to my page, they're like, oh, damn, I love cats. Let's follow. So that's one thing you can do to kind of make a first impression on your page. If you are trying to grow your page, what you can also do is make your Instagram account a creator's account. And so this will have you, allow you to see how many people are interacting with your posts, looking at your posts, sharing, saving, whatever. Another thing you can do and should do, I need to redo mine, but having the highlights on your page, which means that you have kind of different chapters on your profile, and you can save stories that you post and have them there all the time. So when people want to see them, they can click on it and they are able to see what it's about. So I have Daisy, concerts, stuff like that. And honestly, I want to change it, so that will be changing soon. But anyways, so yes, that is also something you can do. I'm trying to think. I think I'm forgetting something. What I have is I have a link tree, which is a link. You can like link a website to your bio, and so you can have coupons and just links to websites you enjoy or stores that you talk about a lot. And so your followers can go there and, you know, shop all your favorite things. Another thing you want to do if you're trying to grow your Instagram is interacting with the comments, interacting with everybody, and also posting consistently. Again, I've kind of come off of a hiatus, but when you're posting consistently, the algorithm changes to where, like, Instagram is like, oh my gosh, like, she loves to post. Let's show her stuff. And another quick thing, I know this is so sporadic, I'm just kind of listing off, but here we are. I'm trying to make it like super simple. Like if you're like, I'm trying to think of me before I really got into social media. What you can do before and after you post, interact with people 30 minutes before you post. After you post, log off, close the app, don't look at your phone, because what this does is Instagram wants you to open the app. It wants you to have the app open, because the more that you're looking at it, the more money they're making. So what this will do is show your stuff to more people, because when more people see it, more people like it, and it notifies your phone. And what you're going to do when you open your phone is look at the notification, open the app, and use it, and they'll make money. So what you're going to do is, even if you get 100 likes in 30 minutes, don't open the app, don't look at your phone, go do a workout, go for a walk, do something, go cook something, just don't open the app, and it will show to more people. So there's the general Instagram tips. I'm sure I forgot something, and I'm going to edit this tomorrow and be like, damn, I should have said that, and re-record a session and enter it right here. But yeah, so I don't know if this episode was good or not. Honestly, I'm my toughest critic, so I'm gonna hit send, because I already have re-recorded, like, I recorded like 14 minutes before this and then decided to trash it. So my voice is also very tired. Like, I don't even know how I'm going to close out this episode. I feel like I can't talk one more minute. Okay, so I hope this episode was helpful. I hope you enjoyed it. I am tired of talking and I'm going to go drink some more wine and watch The Notebook or something similar and just relax, because it has been one hell of a week and I'm so ready for it to be over. Please give me feedback on this episode, because even if it's hard feedback, I hope this helped. I hope anyone, you know, honestly, this was not the best structured episode, I have to say, but I gotta give it to myself. This is my first time podcasting by myself, so honestly, golf claps for me. So I'm gonna go. I honestly don't know what the question of the week should be next week, so we will just post it at random. I apologize, and I hope you guys had a great weekend. I know it's Sunday when you're listening to this. I love you guys. Thanks for listening to me talk for 30 minutes. Good Lord, God bless you, and I will talk to you guys next week with Allison next time, so it'll be a lot easier to listen to. Oh my gosh, if you want to give me my feedback, my Instagram is @val.burns, that is @val.burnes, and you can look at what next week's question of the week is at thisis20pod, that is @thisistwenty pod. I love you guys. Give yourself some social media breaks, but know that it is a fantastic tool. That is why all of you guys are here listening to this episode, and I think everyone should reevaluate their relationship with social media. Anyways, I'm gonna stop talking. I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening and supporting us and just being our friends. So signing off. See y'all next week. Goodbye.